Blessed ones, we come this day to infuse within the earth and within you the radiance of God's grace, the wholeness and holiness of purity, and the fragrance from the altar of the Divine Mother in the great central sun in preparation for the coming of Omega this Sunday. Yes, we are here. The Goddess of Light, the Queen of Light, and the Goddess of Purity in your midst to fan the fires of the white ray of the Ascension within you for your victorious ascent, for your victorious life, for the victory of the Mother within you in this incarnation at this time in Earth's and your history. It is imperative that some upon Earth feel the rising of the Kundalini, even on a daily basis within them, so that this fire may stream forth to transform the earth. Are you, blessed ones, willing to be these whom we can rely on to be foci of the Mother in the earth in this hour?
Yes!
Let it be so, as we now stream the radiance of this grace through your chakras, through your auric field, directly into your soul, from your higher self, so that you may always know your connection with the great beloved of your I Am presence, and through your own soulfulness each day, respectful of the light of the Mother that is within you, honor the integrity of your spirit and be who you are in God. When you understand the dynamics of the light, the flowering of the light within you, the flow of the light through you, blessed ones, you are no longer living simply as human beings. You sense, know the divine light within. And though at times you must still have those interchanges with, those communications with others upon earth, your primary interchange and communion is with God within your heart, you see. This is what separates you as sheep from the goats of those who know not their connection with the God within. And yet, you may remind them, you may gently coax them, you may demonstrate the viability of that raised Kundalini through your life lived to the glory of God, through your daring acts of godliness day by day. Yes, we see you as the daring ones who would dare to be God in the flesh, who would dare to be inviolate in light, who would dare and have that divine audacity to know your oneness moment by moment with your source through every means possible unto you. Yes, dearest ones, it is in this strong connection that you have welded yourself to God through your spiritual disciplines. And day by day, many of you are coming into that conformity with your true self, whereby there is nothing less than God directed through your attention, through your focused laser-like vision. You have set your steely mind upon the goal, the source, and there is nothing else that will suffice for you but to be light light, light. Therefore, we, the goddess of light, the queen of light, and the goddess of purity, blaze forth, blaze forth, blaze forth this light, this purity fire, now throughout this earth. And there is a cosmic action this day, through your oneness, through your laughter, through your levity, whereby the entire planetary body is raised a notch in vibration. And this is the joy of the Lord. This is the grace of the Almighty that comes when some self-delivered through their own disciplined path come in harmony together to do this spiritual work during these events, blessed ones. So we give our approbation to you, the blessed ones upon earth, who understand the dynamics of light, 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 light. Join me now. Light, 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 light. Well, you may even think that somehow we are masculine in this delivery, and yet the three in one as one voice congealed through a powerful action of the fiery aspect of the mother is here for you and for the earth. And we are grateful for this opportunity to come to Livingston, Montana, and to recreate you and many in that original image and likeness of the divine. O blessed ones, so much opportunity is wasted by many through thoughts of imperfection or of a sense of self less than the truth, the way, and the life of God within their worlds. Please do not ever again disparage yourself or think that you are some tiny creature unfit for heaven. You are always welcome in the divine domains, blessed ones, simply through acceptance, through our continual invitation to be one with your higher self and thereby one with us. There is no sense of separation between the ladies of heaven, the divine beings, and the etheric octaves of light. So why should you have a sense of separation even upon earth? One from another, this race, that race, this country, that country, blessed ones, all are of God, all are of one source. Therefore, see that source as light. See that fountain as the new reality of beingness. See and feel and know the integrity of that which flows as a river of life through the crystal cord, which is now widening for many of you to a new level, whereby you can always experience God within your world. There is always a way out of every dilemma, even the physical challenges that many of you have undergone in this year and recently. Yes, dearest ones, these are as nothing compared to the power, the power, the power of the light within your world when you accept it fully and finally integrated within you. Yes, dearest ones, even last evening, another John the Beloved, your escort, many of you from the airport, acclaimed how, though he had a lack of sleep, in a moment, a flash of enlightenment, he saw the power of his infinite Christic presence. And this was what, when focused upon, would allow him to continue on with this mission of being in the vanguard of this movement. Well, if this 80-year-old gentleman can do it, what about those of you in your 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s? Do you have what it takes to feel the power of your presence at any time, at any moment, that you require it to get through your day, to overcome every form of opposition, which, as you know, is really opportunity for your victory? Yes, blessed ones, there is a way, and the way is through light. Therefore, as Om Ram has taught you, concentrate on light, feel the light, meditate on light, ingest the light, fuse yourself with the light of God that always, always, always prevails. Yes, we are here in as tangible a manifestation as we can be. And many of you feel the fire now at a new level within your being than you have felt for quite some time. Yes?
Yes.
Therefore, remember us. Remember our message. Play this heart stream often if you require a boost, and receive in that moment of divine perception and accommodation of the light of God within your heart and being, the nuances of truth, virtue, and blessedness that will allow you always to be victorious. Blessed ones, we love you. We cherish you. We embrace you now and forevermore. The three in one. And we now take our leave and temporarily return to Venus, from where we continue to radiate the fiery streams of divine love light to your hearts. Thank you.